This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day for conversation, maybe conversation that advances our country to putting the events of 1 year ago, on January 6, 2021, putting those events in some kind of meaningful and constructive context. Did the president aid that process with his speech this morning? Well, I have big doubts about the whole strategy of giving this amount of attention to January 6th. Are we going to continue, and for how long, making this day a day of remembrance and recollection as people compare it, as the Vice President of the United States did, to Pearl Harbor and to September 11th? Which, come on. I mean, a little bit overstated. The problem really is a deeper problem, which is that people are losing faith in democracy. And that's what Doug Schoen says. Doug Schoen, one of the most astute and perceptive political commentators, longtime pollster, political advisor, who has worked for Republican candidates, including Michael Bloomberg when he was mayor of New York, and Democrat Bill Clinton, and now is a contributor to Fox News. He is the best-selling author, and his latest op-ed for The Hill publication breaks down the results of a new poll that his firm has performed that shows American attitudes toward democracy. Doug Schoen, a pleasure to speak to you, I think. Let me ask you, first of all, this basic question. How long do you think it's going to last that we turn to every January 6th and we go through this idea of rehashing and solemnifying the controversies and disasters of that day?
Michael, I hope this is the last time we do it, because our nation needs to heal and move forward, not we fight past battles that only serve to divide us, polarize us, and arguably weaken us.
That's one of your objections to what the President of the United States had to say this morning, isn't it?
That's absolutely true. I mean, I would have thought he would have said, look, on this day when we had a threat from the former president to our democratic institutions, it is time for us to heal, come together, and look forward to addressing the problems that face us all, inflation, the ongoing pandemic, and the like challenges from Russia and China. But instead, between what the former president and the current president said, it is as if we are fighting old battles rather than trying to lead this nation that you call correctly the greatest nation on God's green earth. Let's celebrate it and heal it, not polarize and divide it.
Okay, it's pretty tough. President Trump's responses to Joe Biden's speech, which, first of all, no one was expecting responses. He had canceled his press conference because he was saving his fire, he said, for a big rally he's doing in Phoenix or somewhere in Arizona. He's doing it on the 15th of January, so coming right up. What his responses were mostly about was his arguments about why the vote was entirely fraudulent, and he concluded one of his responses by saying that we should never forget that this was a stolen election, and we will never forget that, and the American people will never forgive that, and you can't erase the stolen election. Do you think it's going to work for him very well for a potential campaign to be focusing on who really carried Georgia and who really carried Arizona in the election of 2020?
Well, what I would tell the former president is that he already has apparently cost the Republicans' control of the Senate by making that argument before the two Senate runoffs in early 2021, and that for his own prospective candidacy, it may marginally help him or be neutral in a primary election. But in a general election, if he fights the battles of the past, he will only hurt himself. And if he talks about the issues of today and the challenges our nation faces, he will only help himself. So the president of the United States now, Joe Biden, has got negative approval ratings. Other than Republicans, most Americans accept that the election was fairly decided, and we certainly do not have demonstrable clear evidence that it was stolen, not by a long shot. And I do not understand why Donald Trump wants to refight battles that cannot advantage him and certainly don't advantage America.
Do you agree that the chances of the president being reinstalled as president, as a number of his supporters say will happen, that could possibly happen before November of 2024?
It is completely impossible for President Trump to be reinstalled in office in the same way that it is completely possible, if he focuses on the problems the country faces, that he can be reelected in 2024. But if he continues to do what he's doing, he will only make less likely his reascension to the nation's highest office.
Okay, you have this piece, which is powerful and disturbing, about Americans losing faith in democracy. What is necessary to try to rebuild that faith? We just had the highest participation election since 1908, 120 years. And it's right now, people don't seem that thrilled about the whole act of voting, do they?
No, and they don't seem all that thrilled about the output of democracy. Now, look, we are facing the reintroduction of inflation, a pandemic that, given the Omicron variant, seems to be getting, unfortunately and sadly, worse and not better. And we appear to be losing our stature around the world. But that being said, we don't have a political leadership that is seeking to do what I took for granted, and I suspect the thoughtful analysts like yourself always took for granted, have leaders who put the nation first and their partisan political interests second. Now everything's politics, everything is polarization, and everything is attack to our detriment and to our great loss.
Wouldn't it have served President Biden better if, rather than devoting his whole speech basically to Trump's culpability in what happened on January 6th, he talked about January 6th. It was a tragedy. It was horrible for people on all sides. Now we're going to move on, and here's the direction we're going to go. Wouldn't something like that? Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's what I, up until the time the speech was given, anticipated he would do. And frankly, I know and have worked with most of the people who are around President Biden, and I would have thought that their good judgment for the country would have taken precedence over their partisan political predilections, which are destructive and disturbing.
Yeah, you know, part of what I think is terrible for the country right now, it is so obvious when you read Trump's statements, when you listen to Biden's speech, these two guys are not just rivals. They really hate each other. And the hatred seems to me to be deep and toxic on both sides. So where do we go from there? Well, one place to go is to read this great column by Doug Schoen, which we're posting on our website at michaelmedved.com. You can also check out, by the way, my column today in Newsweek about great teachers and what makes great teachers and more, all coming up on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the questions that I think has been answered, and it's been answered in a way that's very affirmative to the country, is whether we are going to continue debating not who won the election. We will probably be continuing to debate that because President Trump wants to and believes that we should. So the question that we are going to be not continuing to debate is whether the riot at the Capitol building was a good thing. people overwhelmingly are now acknowledging that this was a dark day for democracy. No one wrote about this more eloquently than the people at National Review, very conservative organization, very conservative magazine, and one that had taken definitely a pro-Trump turn during the president's administration, but not on the issues of Stop the Steal and certainly of sanctioning and the riot and then praising the rioters, as the former president has done. But one of the things that's very striking is how many Republicans are now finally, and I think it's about time, speaking out on this. Two former presidential candidates, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, have been very clear, and much more clear than they were a year ago, about the horrors of this particular riot. And I do think it speaks to what, in retrospect, was a serious mistake, which was not making the effort to come to the bottom of the riot and how it happened and how the president responded and how there was such a lack of preparation and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, how that all happened. That should have been a bipartisan investigation rather than the select committee, which the president Trump condemned again today. Here is the statement that Marco Rubio released, the senator from Florida, who's facing a spirited reelection challenge from Val Demings coming up in November. But here's Senator Rubio with his statement about the anniversary that he distributed through a smartphone video and his social media accounts. Clip 7A.
What happened on January 6th of last year at the U.S. Capitol can't be defended and can't be justified. It was a terrible day in America. And everybody responsible for it is and should be prosecuted for the crimes that were committed. I condemn political violence. I don't care who you are or why you say you're doing it. But over the next few hours, you're going to hear a lot of speeches and a lot of talk and a lot of opinions from far-left politicians and far-left activists who are masquerading as journalists. And these people, they have a history of actually downplaying and even defending and justifying political violence and hooliganism when it happens to be perpetrated in the name of causes that they support. Ask yourself this, where was their outrage last year when over 570 riots broke out across America, when over 2,300 instances of looting were going on across this country? Where was their concern for police officers and their support for law enforcement last year, when over 2,000 of them were injured in the line of duty and their patrol cars were being set on fire in multiple cities? Where was their anger and their outrage and demand for accountability when prosecutors in places like St. Louis and Portland and New York City simply refused to press charges against the people responsible for these crimes? In fact, some of them were out there raising money to bail the perpetrators out.
Okay, all of that is true. And it seems to me a fair point. Senator Rubio continued, clip 7B.
This kind of rank, ridiculous, and shameless hypocrisy, it's no problem for them. You want to know why? You want to know what today is really about for them? It's about politics. It's about promoting a political narrative. The political narrative that all Republicans are insurrectionists, all Republicans are a threat to democracy, and the only answer is a federal takeover of our elections to make sure the Democrats are in charge of government forever. That's what today is about for them. Politics.
Okay, this was an effective, it seems to me, response to aspects of President Biden's speech, where he did go to, and so did Vice President Harris, to the necessity to support the Democrats' favoritism for favoring a takeover by the federal government of statewide election regulations and procedures. And again, Ted Cruz did the same thing. He was very, very clear, as Marco Rubio just was, in condemning what happened on January 6th. Not every Republican office holder was. Two of truly not just the worst members of Congress right now, but the worst members of Congress in modern history. And I'm talking about Matt Gaetz of Florida, who has a world of ethical and policy and sanity problems. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, who arose as a a QAnon true believer. That's how she campaigned initially. They were on together with Steve Bannon, former White House advisor, in his podcast. And they did not agree with Senator Rubio, Senator Cruz, or most of the sane world. They did not agree that what happened on January 6th was a disgrace. Listen, this is Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, clip 8.
Ashamed of nothing.
Seize the day.
We're proud of the work that we did on January 6th to make legitimate arguments about election integrity. So we're going to make those arguments today in a press conference at 2:15, and we're actually going to go walk the grounds that patriotic Americans walked from the White House to the Capitol who had no intent of breaking the law or doing violence.
Okay, again, what he's going against is their own guilty pleas. And indictments now and prosecution underway of some 730 participants. Steve Bannon then added this. The next one.
Blunt. They are illegitimate. Trump won. We're not going to stop 1 second, okay, in every state that we're going to decertify this election.
Okay. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene said this to Matt Gaetz. Listen.
They don't care about riots, and they don't care about the riot that happened here at the Capitol on January 6th last year. What they care about is they care about drama, they care about theatrics, and they care about creating an image that they can try to sell through the media, who's completely bought in, to convince the American people that an insurrection happened here in Washington when it didn't happen. It wasn't done by the people. There was a riot here. It was violence. You and I didn't like it. But the real insurrectionists, I think, are the Democrats because of what they're doing to our country and how they are completely perverting the Constitution and Congress and what it's set up to be. And I'm really glad I'm here with you today, and I wish that there was more of our conference with us.
Okay. Part of what they said was Matt Gaetz said, we're proud of the work we did on January 6th. He was one of those people walking with the demonstrators to the Capitol building. We're ashamed of nothing. Is that a viable position to defend? We will get to that and some of the fact-checking, which is very important, about January 6th coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate and House are in session on Thursday, 1 year after there was a riot at the U.S. Capitol. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and President Biden spoke at the Capitol. Biden giving what former President Donald Trump called a divisive speech, blaming the former president for the riots at the Capitol. Former Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy on how he believes the United States will be once again a united nation.
This country is not going to be united because of some speech made by a president or a former president. It will only be united when the people are sick and tired of the conflict. Just have one set of rules.
The vice president also comparing January 6th to the attack on Pearl Harbor and the attack on 9/11. The House also holding a moment of silence as the session began. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medved Show. We are talking about the ongoing national reaction and my very strong preference that after today, when we're all going to continue talking about how we avoid future episodes like January 6th, it was not a good episode for the country or no redeeming features to it, but that we can move on and somehow not be so enmeshed in a simply yearly commemoration of this disgrace. Andrew McCarthy, who is on the editorial board, is a contributing editor to National Review. He's also a senior fellow of the National Review Institute and author of A Ball of Collusion, The Plot to Rig an Election and Destroy a Presidency. He's talking now about the first Trump election. He's also a veteran federal prosecutor and a very successful one in the war against terror. Andy, well, happy anniversary.
Happy New Year, Michael. I think we're better with that one, right?
No, aren't we? Aren't we? I mean, don't you hope? I was just talking to Doug Schoen about this, that it'll be a sign of America's recovery from this fever of polarization that we have and of hatred for our political opponents. It'll be a sign of recovery when we no longer have to go through this very, very deep dive into digging through who is to blame, what happened, who did what to whom regarding January 6th. We can get that settled pretty soon, don't you hope?
I sure hope so, and I think you're right. The fact that it's been so politicized, it's become like a theme for the Democrats with respect to everything they want to do. And on the other side, the Trump fans, who are a sizable minority of the Republican Party, are they have their own political narrative about it, and I don't think it's a very attractive or compelling one. I actually think it's going to hurt Republicans as time goes on if they don't just reject it. And it'll linger, which is exactly what you're talking about, if they don't reject it.
Did you read by any chance the responses today, because there have been five of them so far, by President Trump to President Biden's speech?
I saw the first two this morning, and it seemed to me like it was business as usual, but we had all heard any number of times.
How can anyone claim that Biden won, because no one has won before who didn't carry Iowa, Florida, and Ohio?
Yeah, okay. No one had won before who had lost the popular election, the popular vote by about 3 million, which is what happened with Trump in 2016. And I don't recall him saying that because that was unprecedented, it was suspect.
Right. We've had people call into the show who have evidence that Trump actually won the election by 12 million votes. So it was 19 million votes.
Is it only 12 million?
Okay, so what do we do about this? I mean, basically, you agree with everybody else, right? That January 6th was a horrible day. It was a horrible thing. Is it appropriate to blame Donald Trump for facilitating and inspiring that riot?
Yeah, I think the honest assessment of this, I would think, is that the riot doesn't happen without the 2 months of deceit regarding the election being stolen. And the distinction I've tried to draw, Michael, is I think that Trump's conduct was impeachable, and if the Democrats had more competently written an impeachment article that matched up to the facts of that whole 2 month escapade, they probably would have gotten more support for it. But there's a difference between impeachable and criminally culpable. So I think that Trump is impeachably responsible, and I think he's morally responsible for January 6th because it wouldn't have happened without what he did. But to the extent that Democrats and others want to see him prosecuted criminally, it's simply a fact that you have to be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that somebody wanted and plotted violence to happen. And I think the best interpretation of what happened here is that Trump was trying to ratchet up political pressure on Pence and the congressional Republicans to get them to violate their constitutional duties. That's an impeachable problem, but it doesn't prove that he wanted violence. And, this gets complicated because there's some evidence that's come out that he wasn't too altogether unhappy with the fact that this uprising had happened. And that's probably why it took so long to get him to ask his people to stand down and go home. But that's a different thing than plotting violence. You'd have to be able to prove that he wanted violence to happen. And when he came out and said peaceful protest, that kind of destroys the violence case.
Wait, the one thing is you talk about they plotted, they wanted violence to happen. There appeared to be no plotting or plan or intentions at all. They didn't have a clue as to what they were doing. They kind of wandered there, found out, oh, yeah, we can get into the Capitol building. And then basically hatred took over and craziness took over. But no one's come up with any coherent plot that they had, really, to steal the election back, right?
Yeah, I think that that's in an overarching way, that's right. And it's certainly right with respect to the vast majority of the 725 people who've been arrested, only a small percentage of which, I believe, have been charged with conspiracy. On the other hand, I wouldn't want to suggest to people that, conspiracy has to be terribly sophisticated. We're all aware of a lot of crimes where it's not, very sophisticated stuff. And a lot of these people, Michael, did come to the Capitol looking like they were ready for a fight. I mean, they were garbed and armed with the kind of things that you would only garb and arm yourself with if you were expecting and I think it's reasonable to say here, expecting to have to grapple with the security forces. So I agree with you that they didn't know what the hell they were going to do once they got in there, but it certainly does look like at least some people planned for a fight.
What about the culpability, a legal culpability, of people like Steve Bannon, who used very much warlike, violent language in soliciting people to participate in these events on January 6th?
I'm one of the few federal prosecutors who actually used the federal incitement statute because I was able to use it in the terrorism cases. And it's a very tough proof in federal law and state law as well because of the First Amendment and the considerable protection that we give to even noxious and heated political rhetoric. So to prove incitement under federal law, you have to show that somebody clearly, intentionally called for violence under circumstances where the violence was probable and imminent to happen on the basis of the incitement. And, you know, the more you're in a situation where there's where it's politics and political rhetoric, the more the First Amendment pushes against prosecution and requires you to be really clear that the person was calling for violence in a serious way.
Yeah, when you talk about taking shots and you talk about fighting and fighting and fighting and saying repeatedly it's going to be wild, it was wild, and it was also disgraceful and damaging to the United States. Andy McCarthy's pieces are always well thought out. They're balanced and worth reading. We've posted the most recent contribution on our website at michaelmedved.com. What do people still get wrong about some of the details of January 6th? There's an interesting bit of fact-checking that has been part of the dialogue today. We'll get to that coming up.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer.
ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Important things about this whole process that we're going through as a nation about trying to make sense of the utterly senseless attack on the Capitol building. And by the way, if you're one of those people, and I know there are people out there like Congressman Gates and like Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congressman Paul Gosar, who think that this was a noble thing, it was a good thing that happened, that people attacked police officers and piled into the Capitol building. Whatever that means, it happened. And we're trying to make sense of it. And by the way, if you are one of those people who thinks it was a good thing, call us. 1-800-955-1776. Love to hear your arguments. Making sense of history is an obligation of all journalism. But you can't really do that unless you have some background in history. And this is why I'm so proud of how many new MedHead members we have signed up for MedHead Plus. Because when you're a MedHead Plus member and the cost is 22 cents a day, I mean, we're really not talking about a major commitment of funds. We're talking about a small, small investment that gives you a subscription for a year where you have free access from then on for that entire year for all of our MedVed history programs. And they deal with everything about politics and American history and basically some of the thinking behind the Constitution. One of the reasons they called the Constitutional Convention in 1787 is they had a riot in the Capitol in Philadelphia of the Continental Congress in 1783, at the end of the Revolutionary War. They'd had a pretty serious riot for people who were upset about taxes. They were upset about lack of leadership. And they ended up creating a much stronger federal government, frankly. And they also ended up moving the Capitol out of Philadelphia or various other places it had traveled to at the Continental Congress and establishing a permanent Capitol in Washington, D.C., which was supposed to be more secure. It's all an interesting story. And America's an interesting story and an amazing story and an inspiring story. And check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com and join us as a MedHead Plus member. Also gives you free access to this show wherever you happen to be, anywhere. You can stream it live or stream it anytime you want, 24/7, commercial free. That also for 22 cents a day. I hope you make the investment and join us. Okay, I was mentioning this fact-checking, which is pretty an attempt, I think, to be balanced, taking a look at some of the various charges and statements that have been made about what happened with storming the Capitol. One of the things that's fascinating here is they have a great deal of material, and this is from Glenn Kessler, who does fact-checking for the Washington Post. They have material, for instance, about the idea that the demonstrators were unarmed and peaceful. And some of the weapons confiscated that had been used in the Capitol to battle police, and this is in court records, include a baseball bat, a fire extinguisher, a wooden club, a spear, crutches, a flagpole, bear spray, mace, chemical irritants, stolen police shields, a wooden beam, a hockey stick, a stun gun, and knives. A handful of people have also been charged with carrying a gun inside the Capitol building. Contrary to speculation in social media, no evidence has emerged that the violence was spurred on by left-wing Antifa supporters or law enforcement officers in a false flag operation. The review of court filings and public records last year found that the vast majority of those charged federally so far, and that's 730 people, were not known to be part of far-right groups or premeditated conspiracies to attack the Capitol. Something else, that during the 187 minutes of the attack, it has come out, and there are a range of eyewitnesses, including eyewitnesses who are big supporters of President Trump or part of his team. It has been revealed that during the 187 minutes of the attack, and they measure that from the time they breached the fence and were heading into the Capitol building, and the time that Trump finally released a video asking people to calm down, that during those 187 minutes of the attack, Trump avidly watched it unfold on television, but took few steps to calm the situation. His first tweet, 10 minutes after Pence had been removed by his Secret Service detail to protect him from the mob, this very first tweet that Trump released reiterated the lie that the election was stolen. Quote, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. USA demands the truth. Sent that out to his followers? Nothing about remain peaceful. Nothing about please come home. Leave the building. The Trump's other tweets that afternoon also fell short of telling the rioters to leave the Capitol. At a 2:38 p.m., he tweeted, please support the Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Okay? Then Trump tweeted at 3:13 p.m., I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. Finally, after President-elect Biden had already addressed the nation, Trump posted a video at 4:17 p.m. urging people to go home, but telling them they were very special, and again claiming the election outcome was illegitimate. I want to make a prediction here that I think is very important, and it's important not only for people in positions of power, for President Trump himself, but for anyone who believes that the president should return as president of the United States. He will not make that return if he continues to insist that we had a stolen election. And part of the reason for that is that it will suppress the vote. If people believe that the election that occurred was dishonest, if they believe that some of the Trump candidates, Trump-endorsed candidates, who are going to run in 2022, and some of them will lose, if they believe that that's all stolen, that suppresses the vote. It destroys people's confidence in the democratic process. And Trump said on his video, the final video, where he actually asked people to go home, and it actually worked when he sent it out. And this is after the 140 police officers had been injured, seriously injured, most of them hospitalized. It was after the damage to the Capitol building itself, more than $1 million worth of damage, they estimate. Trump said on his video, "We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now." He added, "You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way that others are treated, and that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home, and go home in peace." And the other aspect of the fact-checking that I think is important is how few people relative to the overall size of the crowd. Now, the crowd we talked about before was not 250,000 people. It was about one-tenth that. And the reason that they know is the Secret Service has security procedures where if you're going to get anywhere near the President of the United States, and anyone who's been near a president knows it, they search you. They want to make sure you're unarmed. They want to make sure they know who you are. They certainly count you. And that was true for where the president spoke at the Ellipse. He had about 25,000 people that they could identify who were at the Ellipse. Most of them and some others from elsewhere in Washington who had gathered marched up the Pennsylvania Avenue. They thought they would be marching with the president himself, but he declined to actually make the trek. But most of the people who came up there who had listened to the speech marched up toward the Capitol. But of those, less than 2,000, almost certainly, and they've identified all of them, they know who they are, they've already indicted or prosecuting 730, they will probably double that. Because you had 2,000 people in the Capitol, but it's a tiny fraction of the literally tens of thousands of sincere Americans who are on one side of the aisle, but need to be brought together in a united nation, God willing, this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.